July 9, Oswald Chambers, my utmost for his highest. The great probing. Ye cannot serve the Lord. Joshua 24:19. Have you the slightest reliance on anything other than God? Is there a remnant of reliance left on any natural virtue, any set of circumstances? Are you relying on yourself in any particular in this new proposition which God has put before you? That is what the probing means. It is quite true to say, I cannot live a holy life. But you can decide to let Jesus Christ make you holy. You cannot serve the Lord God. But you can put yourself in the place where God's almighty power will come through you. Are you sufficiently right with God to expect him to manifest his wonderful life in you? Nay, but we will serve the Lord. It is not an impulse, but a deliberate commitment, you say. But God can never have called me to this. I am too unworthy. Can't mean me. It does mean you. The weaker and feebler you are, the better. The one who has something to trust in is the last one to come anywhere near saying, I will serve the Lord. We say, if I really could believe. The point is, if I really will believe. No wonder Jesus Christ lays such emphasis on the sin of unbelief. And he did not many mighty works there because of their unbelief. If we really believe that God meant what he said, what should we be like? Dare I really let God be to me all that he says he will be? That's the end of Oswald's message. It is so against the natural grain of even Christians not to want to exercise their natural abilities and talents in serving God. And yet God chose, or Jesus chose as his disciples, people with few talents. And people around them marveled at the disciples and how learned they seemed to be, yet without formal education. We cannot live a holy life. God doesn't expect us to live a holy life. But as long as we keep trying to do so, we frustrated ourselves and we frustrate God. God didn't call us to holiness in the sense of sinless perfection. He called us to holiness in the sense of right relationship. God simply wants a love relationship, a relationship that is so tight, such good friends as with Abraham, that we converse with God as though he were an equal, and yet with reverence and awe of who he really is. We will not serve the Lord. Only the Lord himself can accomplish his work if we will allow him to use our faculties. Our only call, our only requirement from God is that we get out of the way and let him use every bit of our being. When he energizes our hands and our feet, when he speaks through our lips, all will be right, and the glory of God will be manifest. We will be blessed as we watch others, as they are ministered to through our being by simply releasing our faculties to his control. Let go and let God. We've heard it often said. But the only way God can do anything is if we truly do let go and stop trying to help. Simply rest in him. Simply draw near to him. And he will glorify himself through you.